Welcome to Robert Knabel's Performance Classroom, built with risers so the performers can see the conductor. Just inside the room is a bulletin board covered with photographs of France. There's also a newspaper that dates back to June 1944. The headline, Invasion, in bold red letters. Above the newspaper hangs a blue star flag, but more on that later. Knabel has spent the last 15 months preparing his choir for a trip to France. The choir was invited to help commemorate the 70th anniversary of D-Day.
One concert is going to be a 20-minute sacred concert on the steps of the Notre Dame Cathedral. That's an honor. Then the most special concert for me is the one that we're going to do in the cemetery. There's 9,700 some odd white marble crosses and Stars of David in this beautifully manicured cemetery. The cemetery overlooks the beachhead where the U.S. soldiers came ashore.
There are 31 teenagers in the choir. All are generations removed from the reality and the carnage of D-Day and World War II.
The kids are going to have some time if they want, and they're going to be allowed to walk down the bluff onto the actual beach where those soldiers died. It just does something to you when you realize that on June 6th, 1944, at 6:30 in the morning, there were young 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old kids on that beach trying to survive.
Knabel enlisted the help of advanced placement history teacher Alan Kay to give students a better understanding of the significance of D-Day. Earlier this spring, Kay arranged an evening presentation on the history of D-Day, which included several World War II veterans sharing their stories with the choir members.
There's two reasons for doing this. The first is to make that connection between this generation and the generation that we're losing so quickly, and to have the kids kind of realize what sacrifice was about. I want them to feel the power of the place, to understand what these men died for. And the second part of it is just because D-Day itself is such an amazing story, and there's so many stories within the story.
Kay also had a personal reason for his involvement. His daughter, Jamie, is a member of the choir that practiced three times a week for a year and raised $164,000 to pay for their trip.
I think the most successful fundraiser was probably when we sold Yankee candles. I'm also really looking forward to this trip because it's very emotional. My grandfather served in the Army. He didn't serve in a war, but he was stationed in an Army base, and I'm really proud of him, so I'm excited to go.
Joshua Silmi, my great-great-grandfather got rewarded a Bronze Star during D-Day. I've been told that he just got rewarded for his bravery, and don't quite know it that well. I've gotten told, though, and I have a picture.
Choir member Stephanie Hamilton also had family in that historic battle.
I had a few of my relatives in the D-Day invasion. Thankfully, all of them survived.
One of her great uncles was a pilot delivering paratroopers over Normandy when his plane was shot down and he crash landed. He suffered a broken back and was taken prisoner and remained a prisoner of war until the end of the war. The other uncle was a captain in the infantry and among the first troops to land on Utah Beach.
Oh, say, can you see?
In addition to commemorating their personal memories, the group will also perform a personal piece of music by Knabel. He arranged the U.S. and French national anthems into a joint work called A Tribute to Friendship.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner,
and while Knabel didn't have a relative on the beaches for D-Day, his son just graduated from college and ROTC and is now serving, hence the blue star flag hanging in his classroom. It shows his family is now in service. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.